Okay, we are back in order. And we are on item 11. We've brought it back up to our morning session. And it is FY22 and 23 projected revenues. And Mr. McIntosh, you have the floor.
Proceed with the notes already made in regards to the one quarter related to health. But, currently for what I'm calling version three of projected revenue for fiscal year 2022, total unrestricted projected revenue shown at $63,591,759. Assigned projected revenue at $670,374. Restricted revenues for programs at $576,000. And then restricted revenues associated with health, these numbers I took as of June 30th, 2022, that's all that the tribe itself can recognize as a revenue up to that point. So these numbers are kind of reflecting of that date and show that at total of $5,845,500. So basically showing that the total committed assigned and restricted revenue is $7,091,874. When you add that to the total unrestricted projected revenue of $63,591,759, brings the total projected revenue of fiscal year 2022 at $70,683,633. Again, in going through those, we can may point out some of the major changes in some of the areas of the general fund, the enterprise funds, and then also the restricted revenue funds that attributed to those changes and revisions. At the end of the day, this review was conducted based on trends and looking back, you know, kind of from October through August, trends based on actuals, also looking back 2 years prior to test to see if the numbers that seeing are reasonable based on prior year trends. In this revision, one of the major changes would be gaming commission. And my computer just went off. I think in the prior projection, we had actually moved this up from the beginning of the year back in, I think, in April, projected that gaming was trending and pretty confident that they were coming in at 350,000 or higher. In looking at gaming commission through October, through August, essentially July, I show current revenue to date for the gaming commission at $417,055, which is much higher than the projection we made back in April. Parts of that is they had major month in April and also in June where they exceeded close, or they show a revenue close to $60,000, which is highly above their normal average of about $40,000. I don't have the additional details to why at this moment, but that I will be obtaining to ensure that the gaming commission agrees with those increases, that those are accurate. But that's the way the reports are reflecting. So with that, I'm estimating them in this new projection and the new schedule. You'll see that I think I've estimated them at $455,000. If they stay on trend for the months of August and September, I think that's a reasonable estimate.
Chair, I have a question.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Jordan, can you tell me what the last revised FY22 projected revenue resolution number is?
For 22?
Yes.
2204.
2204? Mm-hmm. Can you send that to me, Jordan, if you have it, please? I just wanted to make sure I could follow the actual resolution real quick, because I do know that we did some revisions throughout the year. So this would be the original, this would be the second with the original, then we revised it, so this would be the, okay.
Version three is what I'm calling it.
Okay.
Not showing April for Gaming Commission, we pushed it up 50,000, but I think at that time, I was thinking it was going to be closer to 400 in that range, but. So
that, if I may, that would take Chair R. Let's see if I can read this correctly. How much then does it reduce the total projected revenue to? Because the last version showed that we had 70,235,273, and then you take out the outlays in the restricted revenue, the remaining available that we had for appropriations was
11,835,399. I show in the memo provided in April that, or March, shown in the memo dated April 19th, 2022, that the total unrestricted projected revenue at that time was 62,926,000, where total unrestricted projected revenue showing now is projecting at 63,591,000.
So it's an increase?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so the FY22 then projected revenue resolution amended would increase. Is that what you're saying?
Total unrestricted.
In that section.
Just for the unrestricted. And then in the restricted, will it increase or decrease?
Yeah, I show total projected revenue, if you're talking committed, assigned, restricted, and unrestricted, back in April at 70,235,000. Mm-hmm. And then in this projection, it's total for all those categories is 70,683,000. So, yes, an increase. And a big part of that increase is related to the Gaming Commission projection.
Okay. Not decrease, but increase.
Increase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Chair, could we talk a little bit about the, so you're also saying then you're going to, when you were talking about the Treasury budget, that income then would be for 23.
There would be one quarter for this last quarter recognized as okay. 22. And then I do have it in the 23 projection.
Okay.
I'll need to update the 22.
Okay.
Include that.
So that'll be a quarter's worth of the contract services from the clinic for the fourth quarter.
Right.
And then what about the opiate or the two pharma settlements?
I believe my understanding is that's still not settled from the information I received from the AG, that there's still ongoing settlement discussion on that.
Okay, I have a question real quick while we're on this section. Under the restricted then, 422, have a shift in that last quarter. And so will it adjust the restricted on the current resolution?
I think it'll show it as unrestricted as far as coming into the general. We're going to pay all of that out of a general, not an IDC budget or fund, but out of a general 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thousand funds.
Okay.
Chair, may I just want to make note then to the treasurer with regards to the pharma settlement. I believe the Mr. Wygant was assuming that they would be able to access that for the PRT facility. And I filed a bill yesterday or day before to access the part of that request out of ARPA. So would I then need to amend that, and more would have to come out of, the full amount would have to come out of the ARPA funds then?
I would say at this time, with the information that I have, that would be probably the direction it would need to go.
Okay.
At this time.
Anything else on FY 2022?
Yes, or if you want me to go through some of those increases, programs that increase compared to the April, that is showing why we're increasing or not. But
that might be a good.
I'll leave it to you.
I think it'll be good. Go ahead.
I think another increase was on Osage News. We increased them, I think, and back in April, their projected revenue is sitting at $45,000. Currently, year to date, current revenue is at $52,400. Just kind of estimating that they're going to end up around $61,500. So there's a little bit of the increase into the unrestricted projected revenue. And when you look at the trend, it's, you know, I think it's expected. Had high revenues February, March, April, May, and June, and it's kind of tapered back off to kind of the same trend in prior years as of July. So estimate about
it'll probably go down next year and then go back up again the year after.
That's what's in my analysis.
Yeah.
I have that as a key metric.
Yeah.
I believe that the next increase, the visitor center also show a projection looking at trends and current year revenues that moving them from $10,000 up to $16,000 is their monthly revenue average is increasing since March. So positive move there. Real estate services. Projected revenue is at $5,000. That's been increased to $11,500 based on trend. Industrial park, we projected at $625 in April. Current trends are showing that projected at $670,000. So that's been an increase of roughly, $45,000. Increased Wheel of Sky took based on trend up $5,000 from $125,000 to $130,000, while showing Wheel of Hominy decreasing them from $85,000 down to $80,000. So just kind of in between those two, they net to zero as far as
a wash
effect. Yes. Wheel of Fairfax, that trend is way above what estimated back in April. Of course, I'll circle back and reevaluate, but. Projected back in April at 157,000, and I believe current trends are showing them to come in closely to 175,000 for the year, which is about a 20. That's a pretty big pickup. So, The other increases are on Emergen, estimated at $32,250 back in April. Trends are showing and actuals are leaning towards $42,500 for this current year, increase of roughly $10,000 on the projection. Property income account, it's projecting at $670,000, which is a major increase from the $570,000 that we estimated in 22. But
good.
I'm going to confirm on that because just in my estimates, looking at all our leases, $600,000 is about where I thought we'd end up. But I'm confident in the numbers, but I'm always double checking. So, senior housing, I think we showed at, I don't know that it was on the projected revenue or not, but senior housing is a restricted type of revenue, and it's projecting close to $70,000 this year. I think historically, if I got it. But historically, I think we estimated around $50,000 in their budgets from what I've seen.
Okay.
So I think things are increasing there also. The farm actually took harvest land down from, I think, 10,000 down to 6,000. I think they're still getting their program going as far as selling produce, mm-hmm. things of that nature. The butcher house, which I think is, we projected that at 400,000 back in April. They've had some high months in the summer, so projecting them at 500,000 for the year. It's another 100,000 increase in the projection. So between really butcher house and then also tax commission. Tax commission is having a really strong year. And I think we projected them just above $2 million, and the trends are showing them to come in close to 2.5, if not above. So between the areas of tax commission, increase in the butcher house, gaming commission, and the property income account, those are your major increases that would kind of equivalent to the $400,000 increase in the total. While that's being, in the same regards, though, related to the Wajaji Health Center, the original projection in April was $5,250,000. And currently, the net revenue that's shown as of June 30th was $4,500,000. So that one has actually come down, because as of June 30th, that's the number that we're going to realize as far as the tribe, as far as revenue, and that the new system took place at that time. So therefore, we can't recognize that revenue in this projection.
Okay.
But I will need to include that quarterly payment that we'll receive, which will be based on expenditures as we expand. So it's not an easy I guess that would kind of conclude the fiscal year 2022. Major increases or decreases related to the overall increase.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. So we were notified, or I guess told, that the Osage LLC would be sending the nation a dividend check. And I believe they said they sent that out, and I was wondering if the treasuries received that, and would we amend FY22 to recognize that as well, right?
Yes.
Have you guys received a...
I have not seen that. I don't know if it's been received in the office, but to my knowledge, I haven't seen it as far as being asked how to code it. That's typically when something new comes in. Are we coding this?
Okay.
But I'll follow up. I believe I heard that too last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I can reach out to the chairman of the LLC and I'll communicate with him on the status.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion on changes for the FY22? Revenue projection. Okay, then we'll submit those changes for an amendment to come through. So, are you ready for 23 or need a minute?
Look at 23. Y'all are ready. I'm considering this version two or revision or discussion. Get my files pulled up. Just 1 second, my computer hibernated on me.
Okay.
I'll come back.
All right.
So in the revision of fiscal year 23 projected revenues, just to touch base on kind of the, of course, related to health, that senior services has been taken out of the projection. TASC has been taken out of the projection, and the Wajaji Health Center, as well as the interest related to the Wajaji Health Center's accounts have been taken out of the projected.
Chair, through June or June?
For 23, they're just not included.
Okay, at all?
At all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm like, come on. FY 23, Jody.
What month is it?
Fiscal year. Yeah, which year are we in?
The chair just gave me a side eye. Sorry, I'm with everybody. Sorry.
So, in discussion, really related to the rest of the, nothing really has changed other than that. Except for adding in the support services health recognition of showing that at $2,750,000 in the general fund as a revenue source for that to help provide that service to the new Section 14 health system.
Okay.
I think that's the other, I think, to point out, though, the Bird Creek and Butcher House also show increases related to discussions around their budget and moving forward for fiscal year 23. The expectation is that kind of budgeted the Butcher House at about $50,000 a month to come out to that $600,000. Expected projected revenue is $600,000. And then the one to watch will be Harvest Land. Projection at 60,000 to kind of see if we achieve that or not. That is the goal that's been set, $5,000 a month of generated revenue. So we'll be monitoring that moving throughout the course of 23.
Okay.
think those were the major changes. So with that, taking those out and replacing the health with the new health support services roughly brings total unrestricted projected revenue to $70,244,500, assigned showing $570,000. Restricted revenue related to the senior housing farm and butcher house, $745,000. And then just picking up some restricted interest income at $1,500. Showing that the total projected revenue for at $71,561,000 currently projected for fiscal year 23.
So just to reiterate, or just to make clear, the reduction in the health care, you did attribute a portion into the unrestricted funds to cover the contract income that would come off of them?
Yes. And then once I think that, to me, it's recognizing the revenue, and then we have the budget setting waiting once the revenue is kind of recognized. Because why bring budgets if there's not a revenue source or a fund source for it?
Right.
So up kind of those I have and will bring. I just wanted to have this conversation prior to providing them.
Okay.
Chair, so the total projected revenue we had at 74 million, and now you're saying it's going to be 71. Is that okay? So then we will probably amend to increase our outlay.
Yeah, I think in the biggest effect in that number is really in the health restricted revenues. It didn't, you know, the mm-hmm. the decrease is really more in restricted revenue, mm-hmm. not so much unrestricted.
That's right. One way to look at it. Right. Well, that's what, because it, did it come up? I was looking at that. Yeah, it came up.
Yeah.
But the overall comes down.
The unrestricted goes up mm-hmm. with that $2.7 million, and the unrestricted goes down because health is no longer
right.
in that unrestricted column. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's...
Madam Chair?
Yes, Jordan?
The health center's restricted interest income, what are the restrictions on that?
I would have to probably discuss that with health. I think that most of that is tied back into, I don't know that it's like roads where it's unrestricted as far as the interest goes. I know those self-governance compacts, typically they're very, very make the point that that money has to go back to health services. But we can get that clarification from health.
Okay. Also, Chair, I'd like to, you know, we've been talking to I think Kahike called the other day, but just a couple of things that could affect the outlays. As mentioned, we're going to have to increase our outlay because of the IDC being charged to the professional fees for our branch. But we haven't received a lot of the board budgets that we at least need to discuss. We did not receive the, Jordan, help me here, the tax advisory budget, the gaming board budget, the CCLPHA budget, the Osage LLC, or the foundation. So those, of course, will come under the executive's outlay. The way that I see it, you know, we establish these boards.
I've accounted for them in that outlay.
And so we need to see those also when we discuss the FY23 gaming operating annual plan. I think on the 8th, I will be asking them for more of a distribution. I'll probably ask them for $2 million more just to good solid round number. I may ask for more. Go shoot high, go low. Okay, maybe 70. I guarantee I can validate it. So I don't know if they'll bite, but but I just wanted to, you know, make note. I think also a couple of things that came in that we were questioning. Congresswoman Stabler and I had this conversation. The elder nutrition budgets, they're tribally funded, Fairfax and Pawhuska. Of course, Pawhuska also has a grant, Title VI. Those are going to have to be funded at a tribal level. I think it's to the tune of maybe $1.1 million.
Close to two, I believe, yeah.
And so I think that discussion's going to have to happen because, you know, the healthcare system is currently totally federally funded. And some years they also would request CHR have a tribal supplement. Sometimes they do that with prevention with the unity. So there's, we don't know yet until we receive all of these requests from the health, but I don't know if you and Mr. Rogers and the board are having those discussions because they don't have a tribal outlay. It's, to me, it's clear, you know, the executive. To me, even though, you know, they're looking on the, they're this year have a different, you know, they're being recognized independently, but yet they're going to ask for tribal dollars, but they're not, they don't actually have an outlay. Just like the Osage LLC, I believe is maybe requesting an appropriation. We haven't received, you know, there needs to be more done on that. To me, that's an executive branch, part of their outlay as well. Because we don't reflect any of our entities that are out here with their own outlay. And to me, they all report, you know, they're in the executive branch because they're clearly not in the judicial. They're clearly not in our branch. So they have to be in a branch. So I don't, I just wanted to give you like a, to at least start having that discussion. And then whatever you come up with as the treasurer, you know, we can start those discussions.
I think it's in the same alignment with what you're saying. I was looking at it as possibly health would have to have their own outlay.
Can you get a little closer to the microphone, sir?
Along those same lines, that's the way I was looking at it, is that health would typically have to have their own outlay, probably for those senior services, typically. Because it, to me, in my mind, is that if gaming was to come and ask, or another Section 14 was come to ask for a tribal appropriation, that's, you know, in the framework of an audit, that does not fall anywhere in a general column.
Because of the component.
Because they're a component. So I think that's where, that's kind of taking that point of view, where does it fall in the audit and that relationship, that to me it would be a standalone outlay to health. For discussion purposes. That's...
Well, I'm open. I think this is the first time, Chair, that, you know, we need to kind of have these discussions, I think, and it would be reflected in
the ONCR. Well,
yes.
In the projected revenue.
Yes, and I know there's a difference of opinion going on, so we will need to get to the bottom of it before session starts.
Yes, ma'am, because if you think, we also have an economic development revolving fund. So, you know, to me, that would be our enterprises, our tribal enterprises, which are reflected in the Constitution.
Right.
And so I'm just thinking, what does that look like? I've never, I mean, we have funded the Osage LLC and some of the other subsidiaries, ones, the ranch before. I think it was like on audit. So a couple of different appropriations that were given to those subsidiaries. But now I'm trying to look big picture. What does this look like and how does it affect our projected revenue? We've never received a dividend. You know, so that looks different for us now. I just think that these would be good conversations to have when we amend the FY23 projected revenue. But, you know, I also understand the law says that we have these outlays, and it's not that you can, you're okay if you don't, if you exceed the outlay. I don't recommend that because it's a good footprint and a guide to where, you know, you're going to be. You just can't exceed the total projected revenue. But I think this is going to look a little bit different this year because we have such strong independent, you know, entities. And what does that look like? My first thought, it's under the executive branch. Okay. Because it's clear it's not under judicial or legislative, so it would go in that branch. But I also, you know, you're asking with the Constitution, the annual budget operation, operating your government, and those clearly, because of the audit and their component factors, are not part of operations. So I'm open, is what I'm saying, to this discussion to help lay a footprint going forward.
We do need to have that discussion, and my plan right now is to try to solidify all these changes, get them in draft format, and get those questions answered so that on Tuesday, opening of session, we'll have the first meeting right after session, and we'll have to approve that so that we know going forward what our target is, because it's moving right now.
And that's kind of in case in point why I started presenting projected revenue more in these categories to look at and discuss in those terms, because mm-hmm. there may need to be another category.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Dividend or
yeah.
Or add the LLC or something down here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As coming in with revenue. Yes. Yes, certainly.
And these are good things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, these are, it's a really good way to start looking at our government and those components, because I like that it goes back to help with that, with what's described in our audit.
Yeah, and the way that they're identified per gas being gas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Prepared, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So that's all good stuff. All good discussion too. So if you'll help us get there, I guess is the main thing, and I know you are. Okay, anybody else have any questions or comments regarding changes to the projected revenues?
No, I do. I'd like to comment real quick before we recess for lunch.
Okay.
I just want to thank the treasurer for looking at the projected revenue in the way that you are quarterly, and keeping your eye on it the way that you are, because we agree that it fluctuates based off of, you know, the program income and what have you. But I just really appreciate you doing that exercise as part of your job, but also, you know, acknowledge or coming to the committee and discussing it with us. You know, it's like the same like IDC, it's a moving target, but I appreciate you looking at this in a serious manner quarterly and looking at what we can do to project, because I think it's really important.
Thank you for that.
Anybody else have anything? Okay, without objection, I would say let's recess for lunch, and we'll be back here at 1:00.
Yes, ma'am.
We are recessed.